On Press Pass this morning, a look at the impact of a new building on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, and also a look at how an old building in the South Towns is being redeveloped. But first, Jim Fink of Business First takes a look at some impressive numbers.
Think about this. Let me throw a number at you. 1,300. It's the number of new workers that will be coming into the core of downtown. Some are already here. Some will be here over the next year or so. Let's start with 1,000 plus or minus workers for M&T Bank with their high-tech hub that they're bringing into downtown. Canon Design is moving from Grand Island into downtown. That's another 200 workers. And back in April, the state was able to secure this company, London Stock Exchange, not the London Stock Exchange,
okay,
but London Stock Exchange. That's another 100 workers. So just between those three companies, and these are all private companies, I might add, that's 1,300 new workers. Plus, there's been a smattering, you know, companies hiring here, there. So the downtown worker population, when we get to the end of this year, will be increased by at least 1,300, maybe more.
Is it safe to say that these workers that will be coming to downtown, obviously Canon, to a certain extent, is just shifting workers from Grand Island.
But they're adding workers, too.
They're adding workers, too. But still, is it safe to say that these new workers that are coming into downtown Buffalo are going to be high-end workers, high-end salaries?
For the most part. In Buffalo, we do have a very reasonable cost of living. So somebody earning $50,000, $60,000 a year, you know, that's the equivalent of earning roughly 100,000 in some larger cities. So they will be coming into downtown. They'll have a certain level of disposable income for going to bars and restaurants, whatever, and renting apartments. People, you know, you always ask me, who's filling these apartments?
Right.
Well, here's 1,300 possible answers for you.
You bring to my attention is a project out in Hamburg.
Developer Anthony Coutinho from Rain Management. He's working with the town of Hamburg on a almost $29 million project. He has bought what used to be the old Immaculata Academy. There's a lot of land that comes with it.
Absolutely.
Much of that land will be devoted to his development of 152 apartments, largely market rate. There will be about 15 or so that are affordable because Hamburg does have that mandate. The actual academy, which has been closed for a while, will come back to life as a community center. It's taking property, putting it back on the tax rolls. And it's interesting that the adaptive reuse mindset isn't just centered on downtown Buffalo.
Jim, the annual Brick by Brick Awards, courtesy of Business First.
Correct. It's actually tonight. Top prizes in about 16 different construction development-related categories. But the big award, what we call the Golden Brick, which is a.k.a. the Building of the Year, this year goes to the Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences.
In downtown Buffalo.
In downtown Buffalo.
What are the criteria for winning the Golden Brick?
First of all, the building has to have been completed in the last 18 months. And in this case, because it opened in January of 18, it fits that category. And obviously, it has to have a building of certain significance and have a certain ripple effect in the community, and this clearly does.
Yeah, let's lay that out then. Let's put that in perspective, because we've talked about the medical campus growing throughout the recent years, of course. Lots of new additions of buildings, but when it comes to the Jacobs Medical School, what makes that stand out?
A lot of different ways. In a very practical way, the enrollment level for the UB's med school has now been increased about 25%. It creates a higher level of students, a better quality students, researchers, faculty, everything, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats. And think about its location right at the corner of Main and High. The medical school, along with Conventus, they're really the front door of the medical campus. It's not only the gateway to the medical campus, in a lot of respects, it's also a gateway building into the core of downtown Buffalo as well.
As always, Jim Fink of Business First. Thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.